Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Nights with the
Nightens.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Crandall Commando, and I'm with
Kelly O'McBellio.
And we are just a beautiful married young black couple who have just recently moved to New York. We like to just do a lot of activities. We like to be really involved in what everything is going on. And we kind of just felt like we should just start venting and talk about our experiences on a podcast. I thought it would be awesome. So I'm kind of going to let Kelly O'McBellio tell about her experience just now.
Let you go first. I want to hear about your first day.
All right. Happy wife, happy life. I get you. Okay, here we go. So diving right in deep, get some fun facts about myself. My name is, original name is Crandon Knighton. I go by Crandall Commando on the show, and sometimes you can find me on social media as Crandall Commando. But initially, we got to New York kind of nervous. You know, we're kind of nervous about everything. It's a big city. It was really exciting.
Now, but talk about your feelings, like how you felt moving here, how you felt when you got on the plane. Because we came on different days.
Yeah, you're right. When I got to see it, I was excited. I was still nervous.
Start from the beginning, from like that morning when you woke up in Dallas.
Okay, oh my goodness.
5 a.m. in Dallas, like Drake says.
5 a.m., all right, whatever. So 5 a.m., I'm asleep. Then I say 6 a.m., I'm awake. But anyway, the day before I got everything together, I got on the plane. I almost was late. I almost missed my flight.
I remember I was annoyed with you.
Yeah, I almost missed my flight because I had packed too much, and shout out to Southwest, I love them, but they already had this front counter was holding me up majorly, and I almost missed my flight. But long story short, I ended up getting on a plane. The doors almost closed when I arrived, but I had all my luggage there, and I actually had to bring my buddy. We have a little Maltese poo named Biscuit, and he came with us. But we both arrived to New York looking like complete tourists. We didn't have no idea where they were going, but we handled like some G's, and the first day in New York was pretty cool, I have to say. It was really awesome. Just walking in the city, knowing you're going to live there. Of course, you know we have to go to Times Square and just sit there and take it all in. But
you went to Times Square when you first got here?
Yeah, I went to Times Square when I first got here. So that was really cool. You know, we got to the apartment. The apartment, y'all, let me tell you about this apartment. First, when I saw this apartment, we didn't have any but an air mattress. We were on the floor. This apartment is parquet floors.
Yes.
They are extremely loud, and it was roach infested. Shout out to the roaches.
ones that are still here.
The ones that are still here and the ones that have perished. But anyway, yeah, it was cool. It was a great first experience here. I forgot to know New York really quick, learned the subway system and buses. I do say a culture shock from being a Southern boy. We both are from Texas. And so, you know, sum it up, that's my quick, brief experience on day one in New York.
So my day one in New York was a little different. So I came the day before Crandon because I had to get stuff settled and I had to be at an orientation. And I woke up that morning, Crandon's mom, we were at his parents' house. She made me breakfast. It was delicious, but I was nervous all day because it really started to feel real. I wanted to move to New York City since I was in eighth grade or in middle school. It was my first time coming here. My grandma lived in Queens at the time. Shout out to Queens. Anyway, my grandma lived here, and I wanted to move here so badly. And so I was able to make it happen.
This weekend. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. I was able to make it happen. And so that day, it just felt weird knowing that everything I had dreamed about since I was in eighth grade was about to come into fruition, and I would actually be living in New York City by the end of the night, even though I was there in Texas. And a weird part of me actually didn't want to leave, just because I'm sure a lot of you can relate. It's just really comfortable to be in a place where you know. And I really didn't want to stay in a place that I knew. I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to step outside my comfort zone. And I wanted to move to New York City. And so got on the plane. And when I got here, it was an incredible feeling. People were nice. They were helpful. And originally, I was going to take a taxi to my friend's house and go about it that way. But I was like, nah, I'm a New Yorker now. I got to get used to using public transportation. And I'm not going to be able to take a taxi everywhere. So I took a bus with all my suitcases. I took a bus, and then I hopped on the bus, and I went to my friend's house. I went and got pizza at this guy's pizza shop called Bosa's Pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good. In Harlem.
Shout out to the pizza people.
Yes.
Pizza Bosa's, guys out here.
Bosa's in Harlem was phenomenal. And I told him I had just moved to New York. He hooked me up. He tossed the pizza up in the sky for me, put tomato sauce all over it, and just made it such a cool experience. Let me film him putting the pizza in the oven and everything. It was so good. And then at the end of it, he let me have a slice for free. So I really appreciate that. I'm going to go pay him a visit. That was my first night in New York City. And then I woke up early in the morning and moved into my apartment. And as Crane said, when I saw this apartment, oh my gosh, I thought I might have made the wrong decision. Back in Texas, I had the option. I didn't have it, but I had the option of granite countertops and nice floors and brand new everything. But it worked out. We got our apartment decorated. It's looking good. So I love it.
Yeah, shout out to the busted apartments out there in New York. We love you. Anyway, we got more to talk about. This podcast is really going to be about our experiences in New York, life, period, as a young married couple. And just Vin, you know, just talking about life.
Young Christian married couple.
Yeah, young Christian married couple. We're really excited about being in the city. And hit us, you know, keep listening to us, subscribe. And keep looking out for more to come. And like I said, my name is Crando Commando.
And I'm Chelio McBellio.
And we're going to leave y'all on with these jams, all right? Take care.